been so indecently suggestive of a perambulator that, really, George, I could not bring myself to it. But a bishop might ride that thing. He swung himself upon the parapet beside me and lit a cigar. The bicycle for boys, George, or fools. The things will not keep up for a moment without you work at them. They need constant attention. I would as soon ride a treadmill. You cannot loaf with them, and the only true pleasure of cycling is to loaf. Yet only this morning did I meet an elderly gentleman with a beard fit for Abraham, his face all crimson and deliquescent with heat, and all distorted with the fury of his haste, toiling up a hill on one of these unstable instruments. When he saw me coming down in all my ease and dignity, he damned at me with his bell. Now, I do not like to see a bicycle wobble under a load of years and steer into the irascible. As years increase, tempers shorten, and bicycles, even the best of bicycles, are seductively irritating. Besides, the devil of the wandering Jew has power over all such as go upon two wheels. "Onward," he says, "onward, faster, thou man!"